Well, I'm very, very happy to be with you all, even though there are a few miles, few kilometers between us. I really do feel as if I'm there with you for your Sunday feast there in Slovenia. You have beautiful deities of Panchatattva, and I wanted to say something about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his message for Slovenia. Now, you may ask, how is this? He is an English person coming here to our country, and he's saying he knows that there is a special message of Lord Chaitanya to Slovenia. Well, my secret is, I suppose, that I'm taking what Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said 500 years ago and applying it to the whole world, because I believe that the teachings of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu or Gauranga are equally applicable everywhere in the world. His message has gone everywhere, and I think that there are special messages that we can look into today to see. We have a special situation as it is at the moment. We have a worldwide situation in which all of us are linking up to each other in a different way, electronically. But spiritually, it is like that. We, as a community of devotees, we are very much connected to each other. And coming up in just a few weeks' time, a few days' time, is the Blessed Appearance Day of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So I thought that I would look into what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said to a young married devotee, because I'm married and many, many devotees are married. And we have a situation where if Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was to speak to us today, what is it likely that he would say? So I want to take you from Ljubljana or wherever you are, and I want to take you to India 500 years ago, and we're going with Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu on a beautiful journey. So Bhadra Balaram Prabhuji, may I share my screen?
Yes, you may.
Thank you very much. So I prepared a few slides for you. So I've taken the trouble to do all the translation work myself, automatically done for me. But it is Lord Chaitanya's message for Slovenia. Is that correct? Is that good Slovenian language, or maybe not?
This is okay, yeah?
It's okay. maybe, as we go through the slideshow, you will shower me with your forgiveness for my rupturing of your beautiful language. So many of us have seen this picture. It is a picture that is very much dear to our hearts because it is Lord Chaitanya as he appears in the formation known as Panchatattva, the five aspects of the absolute truth, come to earth to establish the Sankirtan movement of chanting the names Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hari Hari, Hari Rama, Rama Rama, Hari Hari. And you'll see that Lord Chaitanya has
lahko vidimo, da me gospod Chaitanya prilepil črne lase
in around 1510, where he shaved that and he became a wandering mendicant, a sannyasi, with no fixed home, just traveling from place to place, sharing his message of Sankirtan. And he would meet many different devotees in the places where he went. And he went to many places. This is a map of India showing you some of the places that he went to. This actually traces the route of a group of devotees who went from Dwarka in the far west to Mayapur in the far east. They took a couple of years to do it, and they did it as an appreciation of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's 500th birthday in 1986. Lord Chaitanya, of course, went from Mayapur around the other way. They came from Dwarka and they went all, and they finished in Mayapur. I joined them If you can see on the map where it says Bay of Bengal, and then above Bay of Bengal, there is two towns. One's Vijayawada, and one is Vishakhapatnam. And myself and Shivaram Swami, Jayadvaita Swami, a few others joined the walkers, and we went from Vijayawada to Vishakhapatnam. And it was wonderful, 200 devotees. But we came to a place that was just south of Vishakhapatnam. And I heard a kirtan playing, and it was a village. And this was unusual because in that part of India, we don't usually hear kirtan, Hare Krishna kirtan, like we do. And so we came into the village, and they received us with great joy. And I said to them, do you do this every day? And they said, yes, we do this every day before we eat. This is our regular daily function. And they explained to me that they'd been doing this ever since a great saint came to their village 500 years ago and told them to do it. So for 500 years, this kirtan has been going on in the village of Lula, just south of Vishakhapatnam. And it was a wonderful feeling to be there to see, as if I was seeing people who had seen Lord Chaitanya, because the great, 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 great grandfathers had spoken to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And when I looked up this past time in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, I saw that Lord Chaitanya, it is said, Alingana, the word is Alingana, which means that he embraced them. So he didn't just give philosophy, he embraced them and made friends with them. So just a few kilometers from this village of Lula is a place called Srikakulam and Kurumakshetra. It's a place that is sacred to the incarnation of Lord Kurma, one of the avatars of Vishnu. And you will have seen many different avatars: Matsya Kurma, Varaha, Narasingha, Vamana, Parashuram, Rama, Balarama, Buddha, Kalki. And at the top there, you'll see Matsya Kurma. Kurma means tortoise or turtle. And Krishna, when he comes to this world, he's not bound by any shape or form. He can come in any form he likes. And in this particular occasion, he came as a sacred turtle. And there are many different artistic representations of what this looked like. I don't think any of the artists were there at the time, but you can study these pictures. But this story of Lord Vishnu coming as a tortoise is very interesting, how it relates to Lord Chaitanya and how it relates to us indeed. And this is a very famous story. It actually took place many thousands of years ago, this avatar. But the Lord came to solve a problem. I won't tell you the whole story, but there was a battle between the demons. I think you can see the demons there on the left-hand side and the devotees on the right-hand side. And underneath them, you'll see the Kurma, the tortoise with Lord Vishnu, and above them a mountain. And on top of the mountain was another avatar of Vishnu. So Vishnu appears above and below. And what they're doing in the ocean is that they're churning the ocean. Like you make cream, you make butter from cream by churning it with a rope and a paddle. So they were churning the ocean, a cosmic ocean, and many things came out. Now this story is so famous that we even have it in London. There's a little statue of this in London in a St. Paul's Cathedral in the heart of London. And you'll also see it many miles away from you in Bangkok Airport. This is Bangkok Airport today. And you'll see the very same story being played out life size. Well, human size, let's say. There's the demons on one side and the gods on the other side, Vishnu at the top, and the Kurma tortoise underneath. So why, right in the middle of an airport, should they have this statue? Well, because it shows many different lessons, and it's one of the oldest stories in the world. Now, people pass this by, thousands and thousands of people walk past this, and they learn the story. So there, where you have on this, you have your duty free, you have your Gucci shop, and in the middle of the Gucci shop in the airport, you will see the demons and the demigods. This is, of course, an eternal story that takes place not only in the universe but also in our own hearts. In our own hearts, we also have the good people and the bad people churning our own heart. And let's see who will win. When we take to the process of yoga, we hope that the gods will win. When we take to the process of boga, we hope that the demons will win. But in the middle, there is Vishnu. And at the top is Vishnu. And so we go to just a few kilometers from Vishakhapatnam, and we'll see this beautiful temple, and it's a temple dedicated to this story. And it was here in this temple that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu met one of the local Brahmins, one of the local priests. Beautifully made temple. And of course, you can have a very big temple, but the image of the Lord in the temple may be very small. This is a very small turtle in a very big temple. And here's a big priest. And the big priest, he looks after the image of the Lord, and you can go there and you can offer some worship. Kurma, actually the turtle incarnation, is the stability. It means stability. When we sit down to do puja or formal worship or any time of ceremony, we say, Om Asan Mantrasya Meru Prishta Rishi Sutalam Chanda Kurma Devata. Kurma Devata. We are worshipping Kurma Devata in the sitting place because we want the ceremony to go undisturbed. So when we need a place to practice bhakti yoga in an undisturbed way, we should understand that we have been given the blessings of Kurma. So this Brahmin, he's sitting, and he's also, the shape of his hands is also Kurma. So he's making a mudra, just a little gesture in his hands to ask for stability in his service. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he said to the Brahmin, he said many things. The Brahmin said to him, please give us your advice, what we are meant to do in life. When you see a holy person, a person whose life is dedicated to God and they seem to be successful, the question is, please give me some advice, guidance, and please give me some encouragement. And my dear sir, whatever advice you give me, but don't make it too hard. Tell me something that I can do. And so Chaitanya Mahaprabhu began to speak. And I have tried to translate this, and I'm not sure that the translation is any good. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, wherever he went, he gave 10 instructions. First of all, he said that it is very difficult to know what to do and what not to do simply with your mental capacity. Your senses don't understand reality, and if you don't understand reality, you will find it very difficult to know what to do and what not to do. So there's a higher source of information, and that is the Veda. And he said this is evidence that the Vedas, even though they are ancient wisdom texts, they provide just as much scientific evidence as we would receive if we were in a laboratory, a science laboratory. Veda gives the knowledge and the procedure to acquire higher knowledge of ourself. Within the Veda, we find mantras, and mantras are sacred sound formulas that can unlock the potential that we have. But there's only one element which must be there. These Vedic mantras must be received in a line of teachers, spiritual teachers. So here is the shlokas. These are known as Vedic shlokas. And the line of teachers comes down to us even today. If you look at the beautiful altar of Panchatattva in Ljubljana, you will see a line of teachers that have brought it down to us. We see Narada Muni teaching his disciple Vyasadeva, the compiler of Veda. And then Vyasa teaches Madhvacharya. And of course, the same transmission happens between Krishna and Arjuna. We call that discussion, that conversation, the Bhagavad Gita, but it is the same Veda transmission. It happens between Shukadeva Goswami to King Parikshit, who had been cursed to die within 7 days. And Shukadeva was a young boy, but he was fully awakened, fully enlivened in Vedic knowledge, and he taught him for 7 days. And it happens between Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and the people that came to him wherever he traveled in India. So this transmission was taking place with the Brahmin, so he told him. These are the Goswamis. Of course, happens to come down to Bhaktivinoda Thakur and our own Srila Prabhupada. So what is this transmission? What are the main points in the philosophy? Well, that there's one absolute truth. I think I remember this. Does that make sense? Can you shake your head if it makes sense? I'm getting a thumbs up there. Bhadra Balaram, does that make sense? That's okay. Not perfect, but we're okay. So we want to see how everything is connected. This world is a series of interconnected knots. And we want to know how each part is connected. Because only when we know how things are connected do we know really what reality is. There is reality, there is illusion, and there is us, the observer, that is sometimes covered by illusion, sometimes by reality. So in this tradition, this verse is very important. It describes that there's three layers of higher reality. Vedanti tat tattva vidas tattvam yajjnanam advayam brahmeti paramatmeti bhagavaniti shabdyate. There is the impersonal energy of God, the localized energy of God, and the personal energy of God, or the personal energetic. And so people who are learned on the path of yoga, they know that they will encounter different aspects of God. It is not that we will see God face to face as soon as we begin practicing yoga. If you think that, then you will have to factor in some patience and a great deal of patience. Yoga requires patience. And it is not that as soon as you experience your first mystical experience or spiritual experience that you have gone as far as you can go. No. Rather, you've just begun. Therefore, you'll have to factor in humility. And when you know something and you know that you have to persist, you will factor in determination. So these elements are very important. And His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, says that it is rather like when we see a mountain range and we see the far distant mountain, and it is like it's covered in cloud. And as you get closer, you will see that the cloud parts and you're able to see some some very nice trees and so on. Now, one of the followers of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was called Jiva Goswami. And he said that God is like the sun. He says, there's a difference between the sun and the sun's rays. If the sun's rays are on your face, you may say, I have the sun. But really, you have the rays of the sun. And the sun is something different, which is many millions of miles away. And the sun's rays are what is reaching you. So one is the source of the energy, and one is the energy. So he said, approaching God means to understand the different facets of he and his energy. He said, there is the surface of the sun, which is very, very hot. And science tells us the same thing. If you touch the surface of the sun, well, you wouldn't last very long. You wouldn't even get that far. 11,000 degrees centigrade. However, if we go to the middle of the sun, it's even hotter. Even if you could perhaps go to the center of the sun. So he said, there is God, and then there is God who is more than God. He said, there is different aspects of God. He said, just like the sun, the inside of the sun, and the sun's reflection on water. So he said that the energies that we see around us, the houses, the trees, the people, the landscape, the material energy, is like the reflection of the sun on water. He said it is a little bit like you have a cow that gives milk, and the milk comes out. Just a few minutes previously, the milk was inside the cow, and so you said cow. Now you say cow and milk. It is the separated energy of the cow. The milk is the separated energy. So similarly, this world and everything in it and all the different manifestations is the separated energy of the Supreme or Krishna. So third and fourth, we are introduced to Krishna. Maybe someone can come on with your microphone and say that to me. What about Bunker Chandra Das? You can come with your microphone and you can read this out because I cannot read it.
Okay.
Yes.
It is okay.
I can hear you. Yes, good.
I can understand in my language this quite okay.
Yeah. Can you read it in your language for me?
Yeah. Ta oseba, znana kot Krišna, ima vse moči. Je ocean odnosov nektarja.
Ah, very good. Thank you very much. So, everything is coming from Krishna. Krishna has all unlimited powers. But just because God is powerful does not mean that God is not love. God is love. God is loving and allows us to come into a relationship with him. And what about Taralakshi? Taralakshi, you're on. You're on TV.
Okay, thank you. Šest nekatere duše pokriva iluzija.
Ah.
Sedem nekatere duše so brez iluzij.
Yes. So, unfortunately, although we've been talking about the reality of God and his creation, we don't, when we talk about our individual selves, we are sometimes able to see these things and see our relationship to these things and sometimes not. We are creatures that are sometimes covered by illusion, illusia, and sometimes we are uncovered. How about you, Bajrabalam?
Yes. Posamezne duše so del Krišne.
Yeah. So we are related to Krishna. We're all part of Krishna, but at the same time, we are energies that are sometimes covered by illusion and sometimes not. So this is a photograph I took myself. No, I'm joking. I'm just keeping you awake. This is the closest thing I could get to an image of the soul in the body. So, you know, we think that we are the body, but really the body is a temporary covering. It comes and it goes, but the soul remains the same. So here's the constitution of the jiva. We are covered not only by illusion or magic, maya, we are covered by different levels of maya. We're covered by vijnana, or rather, that's the revelation. But we're covered by different layers, each one of which places us in a sort of self deception. We're covered over by these layers. And if we can become uncovered by the process of yoga, that is the goal. This very famous picture from the Upanishads describes to us that the senses are like wild horses. You'll see each of the horses has one of the senses. The eye likes to see things. The nose likes to smell. The ear likes to hear things. The ear that likes to hear things, he's very wild, isn't he? And then we have the touch and the taste. These horses are pulling the chariot of the chariot of the body, and the passenger, the soul, is having a difficult time there. So yoga means, yoga begins at the point where we say, I will not allow these senses to, which are different from me, to dictate to me. It's a very important point here. I love this picture because it shows a young gentleman, and he's in a very embarrassing situation. He's running away from a mad elephant, and he runs up a tree, and he's hanging on a branch, and he looks down below him, and he sees that he cannot go down because there's a pit of snakes, and then he cannot stay there for very long because there is a white rat and a black rat chewing the branch of the tree. And of course, the black rat is nights and the white rat is days. So by day and by night, our tenuous link to this world is being eaten away. The mad elephant is there. The snakes are there. What will he do? He's just hanging in limbo for a few short years. Well, he looks above him and he sees that some honey is dripping from a beehive. And there, in his dangerous situation, he has a little bit of honey and he thinks, I've found my true purpose in life. Actually, his true purpose is just above him. Lord, the Vishnu Duta is coming to tell him, no, hold my hand, let go of the branch, and I will take you to your ultimate destination. And this is a very difficult situation that we have. You'll see here that the gentleman, he's just left his body. The soul is moving under the agency of the Paramatma, becomes again a baby, young man, older man, and then death. This cycle is repeated many times. We call it reincarnation, or coming again into the body and leaving the body. So it's not a situation that we should perpetuate for too long. We should move forward. The other difficulty is, of course, that we may not always become a human being next time. You can see the man who is like a dog. He's like a dog at the bottom of the picture. Well, for him, his next birth can be a dog. And then he can have all the she-dogs that he wishes to have. The man who likes to eat and drink, well, the human being's body is not the best body for him. Better to have the body of a pig, and so on. So, reincarnation, very dangerous. Now we have, who do we have? We have, I call upon Urukrama Prabhuji.
Hare Krishna Prabhu.
Yeah.
Yes. I will now read this text. No?
Yeah.
Celotno vesolje je Krishnova manifestacija. Hkrati je različen in enak njemu.
Okay. My apologies for the Slovenian expressions there. Just managing it. Yeah. So we have to understand there's a process out of the situation. Manditangi, can you read the next one?
Yoga je način, kako se osvoboditi iluzije. Bhakti yoga, ki jo sestavlja 9 vidikov, pa je najboljša metoda.
Very nice. So yeah. Yoga is the solution, and the best of all yogas is that which leads us to the ultimate destination. Yoga can take us to many destinations, but the best yoga is one that takes us to the feet of Krishna, the feet of God, completely freeing us from any type of self-centered illusion. So here is our old friend Patanjali Muni. He wrote a book called the Yoga Sutras. And behind him, you see the Sanskrit of the Yoga Sutras. And a Yoga Sutra is 150 verses or so to a practical manual of how to do yoga. When you begin reading the Yoga Sutras, there's not much of an introduction. It doesn't explain why we need yoga. It's a book on how to do it. And so when we immediately go, Patanjali Muni says, the difficulty is that the mind is taking us like that chariot to different places. So the first business is to get rid of our mental pushing and pulling. We're being pushed and pulled all over the place by the mind, which tries to make us look for happiness in so many different places. It doesn't work. And yoga means the very beginning. We should become like a leaf of a lotus plant, that even the water comes to it, it doesn't stick. So these lotus plants, lotus leaves, they are very clever. They're designed in such a way that even the scientists can't explain how a lotus leaf is able to be so waterproof. But Patanjali says the mind of a yogi is like this. And Lord Krishna, back to our karma example, he said, the best thing is that you are like a tortoise that can pull its arms and legs into its body, into the shell and its head, so the senses can be pulled back under the control of a refined mind, of a good mind, of a yogic mind, which is dominated by clear intelligence or buddhi, awakened intelligence. So Patanjali gives us 8 limbs of yoga. And the only reason I'm showing you this is because this illustrates the stages that one automatically passes through when practicing bhakti yoga, but in a less physically rigorous way. As a bhakti yogi, we automatically practice yamas and niyamas. Ahimsa and satya and non-stealing and brahmacharya, and then cleanliness and contentment. These are all automatic on the path of bhakti yoga. Asanas, we do asanas in a different way. We chant japa and we have a fixed asana, either sitting cross-legged or walking asana. Our breathing is also controlled by our chanting. And pratyahara, our senses are automatically controlled because Krishna, he is known as Hrishikesha, He automatically controls our senses. Harishikena Harishikesha. And our focus increases, our meditation increases, and we reach samadhi. All this is possible within one lifetime practicing bhakti yoga. I know, sometimes it doesn't seem that way. Sometimes it seems as if we are struggling like anything, especially with a difficult situation that we find ourselves in at the moment. But Krishna is with us in these difficult circumstances. Well, you don't have to grow a beard to be a yogi, especially not the ladies. You can chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, and in a less rigorous way, we attain the supreme destination. But we must make sure that there is a process of completing our journey, and the best way to protect ourselves is to use our yoga to become devoted to Krishna. And then Krishna, whether we are perfect yogis or not, covers the last element in our journey. It's a journey of many steps. It begins from initiation. Of course, there is a formal initiation. But even before that, there's the initiation. And what does Krishna say in the 11th canto? He says the beginning of spiritual life, the initiation of spiritual life, is when you think to yourself, there must be something more. This is the initiation he talks about in the 11th canto. There must be something more than the life I am living now. Then Krishna says, you start looking and your own mind tells you, yes, there is something more, go and look for it. The second stage is when the whole universe speaks to you, the whole universe becomes your guru. And in fact, Krishna tells a story about the man who had 24 gurus, that everything he came across, everybody he met, all the physical circumstances he was in, they all spoke to him of the need for divine revelation. And then Krishna says, finally, you will meet someone who will embody all these teachings, and you accept that sadhu as your life and soul and follow him. So from initiation all the way up to revelation is a long way, but as long as we're on this staircase, we will be going very nicely. So there are 9 different aspects to practicing bhakti. You know them, you've heard about them. They involve taking all those senses that we have and connecting them somehow to Krishna, connecting the eyes to Krishna. We begin with our ears. So we listen. If you look at the top, he's listening about Krishna. Second, he's chanting about Krishna. He's remembering Krishna. And then we'll see deity worship. He's bowing down, becoming a servant, offering food, praying, offering everything to Krishna. So in this way, the process of bhakti was given by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So the elements of the different ways of understanding the world, my relationship to the world, the dangers of the world, getting out of free from illusion, all this was explained by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But the first thing he said, you have to come into the association of devotees. And for this purpose, the International Society for Krishna Consciousness was created for just one reason, to give us a slightly easier opportunity to associate with others on the same path. It's a beautiful temple. So temple worship is there. But when we go to the temple, we will find that people there are doing Nama Kirtan. This is a beautiful external. And the real thing that happens on the internal is the singing of the names of Krishna. That singing of the name of Krishna is going on in the spiritual world at all times. Even the great Brahma, Lord Shiva, the four Kumaras, Narada Muni, everybody is engaged in singing the name of Krishna. Great Munis, this is Raghavendra, in the south of India, in the north of India, in the west and in the east, people for thousands of years have kept this practice of chanting the names of Krishna. And of course, it is for this reason that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came and brought the kirtan out of the temple into the streets. And you'll see the gentlemen over there, they're all either they're stunned in ecstasy, one is just falling, swooning in ecstasy. And we can only imagine what this kirtan was actually like. They were dancing and singing and must have been wonderful. And of course, it comes down to today. Don't think that it was all hundreds of years ago. This comes down to our own lives today, singing. Well, they've got enough drums there, haven't they? One, two, three, four, five mridangas. This is ISKCON in the 1970s. Everybody had a mridanga. The next element, hearing from the scriptures, Srimad Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita, giving us knowledge of the higher world, helping us to develop an attraction for it, and as we develop an attraction, becoming purified. Especially when the scriptures are spoken by a great devotee who fully understands what is inside the scriptures. By the grace of Srila Prabhupada, we are all able to understand the Srimad Bhagavatam. Otherwise, who can understand it? Difficult. Then our deity worship is practiced in many different ways, from the large and involved manner in a big temple to a simple home altar like this, Radha Krishna, Narasingha, Panchatattva, and the Guru Parampara. This can be the source of strength in our life. Here's another one. Prabhupada, one time, he was asked, what does it take to spread Krishna consciousness? He said, all it takes to get perfection of life in this world is this picture of Panchatattva and the holy name of Krishna, the Hare Krishna mantra. He said, if you have these two things, you can make your life perfect. Next element, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, was live in a holy place like Mathura. But Rupa Goswami, the follower of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he has helped us a little bit by saying, live in the holy land of Krishna, land of Vrindavan, or a place where you will never forget Krishna. You make your home into that temple. Always remembering that within you, there is God. In the Upanishads, we have this beautiful verse that in one tree, there are two birds. One is us, one is God. In every human heart, there are these two, the individual consciousness and the supreme. And all we have to do is to turn around and notice his presence in our heart. We've been absent for a long time. Yoga is the process of remembering. This is an old picture drawn by monks. And you will see that the path of bhakti yoga, they're all going back to God, but at the same time, on the side, there are devils. And these devils or demons are pulling them off their holy ladder. So once one has a bow and arrow, one has a hammer, one has ropes, one has a big stick. So in many different ways, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says that when you're on that road back to Godhead, you can be pulled off at any moment. So these monks, they're also doing yoga in their own way. We are certainly doing yoga, but that does not mean that as soon as we're on the ladder, they don't stop bothering us. They will be there all the time. So we have to, that's why devotee company is so important. So therefore, devotees like to live together, either in a temple community or coming together in a temple community like that. And in this way, they can be happy. Or what is happening more and more now is that people come together in their own village or town or city in the form of groups. And the group is a divine Sangha also. It's not that we have to go to the temple only, but we take the temple activities and we bring it into the group. There are many, many, many such groups that people join. And in this way, the association that's, that was possible for the early disciples of Srila Prabhupada is still available for us today. And if you know, you may know the Beatles. This is the Beatles zebra crossing. Some of our brahmacharis, lots more energy than me. And this is what spiritual life is meant to be like. What does that say? How do I say that? Otsnos. Otsnost. Otsnots.
Otsotnos.
Otsotnos. Otsotnos. Lethargia, no lethargy. So if you give yourself to the path of bhakti yoga with no lethargy, then you'll be amply rewarded. And once you do, you'll have a beautiful experience. It is a beautiful experience because the holy name of Krishna is Krishna. And it is said that with sincerity, when you chant the names of Krishna over a long period of time together with others, Krishna himself will appear in the kirtan for you. So in your home, you can make your home the temple and decorate Krishna, offer Krishna food, sing to Krishna, read about Krishna, and in this way, make Krishna the center of your home. And then Lord Chaitanya gave his last instruction, maybe Tapta Kanchanadi. Yes, I'm watching you. Can you read this for us?
Tapta Kanchanadi, microphone si prajgi.
Your microphone? That's a good.
Now is 10, number 10, transcendental ljubezen in naklonjenost do Krišne, jedini in zadnji cilj doseganja.
Yes, thank you. That if you do all these things, Krishna will surely reward you and allow you to reach the perfection of life. Perfection of life, of course, is to go back to live with Krishna, to see Krishna, to talk with Krishna, to eat with Krishna. Prabhupada, he said, I would not lie. He said, this is the destination of all devotees. Well, after hearing that, the Kurma Brahmin, let's go back to the Kurma Brahmin. He had difficulty. He said, I don't think it will be possible for me to do all that you've said, my dear Lord Chaitanya. You are a Swami. You have this elevated consciousness, but I am an ordinary man living in an ordinary village. Let me come to live with you. I want to travel with you. And many would like to do that. Who would not like to travel with Lord Chaitanya? So this is what he said. What did he say? Abhinanda Nitai Prabhuji.
Želim potovati s tabo.
Yes, želim potovati s tabo. Very good. And what does that mean in English?
I want to travel with you.
Yes, I want to travel with you. I want to go with my guru. I want to go to India. I want to live with in a community. I want to live in the temple. I can't take it anymore, this ordinary life. I have a job. I have children. I have family. I have a garden. I have a washing machine. What can I do? Janez, Shlabi.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Janez.
Yeah. In the cons, ostanite doma, upoštevajte ta navodila.
Manditangi, what does that mean in English?
Stay home, respect these instructions.
Yes. You stay home. So again, we see the influence of kurma. Kurma means be steady, be strong, be stable, stay in one place, hold your burden, and in this way you will have stability. Oh, who's next? Ian, Jan. Hare Krishna.
Predvidevam, da če to storite, vas domače življenje ne bo oviralo vaše duhovno življenje.
Yes, thank you. What does that mean in English, someone? Manditangi?
I suppose that if you do this, your home life will never be an obstacle to your spiritual life.
Yes, thank you very much. If you do this, follow my instructions in your home, in your village, in your family, it will never be a disturbance. You will be able to be transcendental in your home. Maybe the Kurma Brahmin believed him. Maybe he did not believe him. But Lord Chaitanya made him now a promise, which is a famous promise for all of us in our world. We have, who else? Sasso, Sasso Logam.
Prabhu, Sasso, he's translating.
Oh, he's translating, is he? Yes. Tat Purusha.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
In če boste to storili, boste vedno imeli mojo družbo. Which means, if you do this, you will always have my company.
If you do this, you will always have my company. Yeah. And he meant it. He promised that. And we must believe it also. So I think, my dear friends, this is Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's message to Slovenia. And it's a beautiful message. Believe these 10 things. Do these 9 things. And follow this one thing. These are the 20 instructions of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And if we do them, whether we are in London or Slovenia, we will be successful in our life. But I am a senior devotee. I am a Prabhupada disciple. I'm supposed to give you some special, special instructions. What can I tell you? I can give you the benefit of my 40 years, 42 years of spiritual practice. Whether it's 10 or not, I'm not sure. Top 10. Cock or doodle do. This creature, if you have one of these in your garden, every day you'll wake up for Mangalati. Every day you'll be able to wake up before the sun comes up. It goes. So have one of these. But if you can't have one of these, then have one of these, an alarm clock. This alarm clock is your best friend. This clock is your guru. This clock is God. If you wake up, bhakti yoga becomes so easy. What time should we get up? As early as you can. What time should you go to sleep? As early as you can. Next. This is for the men. I don't think ladies like this slide, but this is for the men. 9 scientifically proven benefits of a cold shower. But because we are living in 2021, we say hot, then cold. Hot for clean, cold for waking up. Your best friend, cold shower, before meditation. Next one. You see this gentleman, he's waking up. And first thing in the morning, what is he doing? Is he doing bhakti? No. He has his phone. So we have in bhakti yoga, we have a special technique, which even Lord Chaitanya did not mention. It is called, do not touch your phone. So there are 5 regulated principles. No meat eating, gambling, illicit sex, intoxication. Number 5, don't touch your phone before your beads. Now please read this out. Who have we got? Let's see who we got. How about Prabhuji, your wife there? Yeah.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
7-day smartphone detox. Aha, yeah. Here.
Yes.
Ne dotikajte se telefona, televizora, radija.
Yes. All together. Ne dotikajte se telefona, televizora.
Televizora, radija.
This is our mantra. Don't touch it. Okay. So on the side here, you see just some techniques. I can send the slideshow to all of you. But very good principle, just to not allow it to control your life and in this way make it easier to chant. And then chanting technique, not only to chant, but to become absorbed, in chanting. And if you become absorbed in chanting, it means to sink into the chanting, to enter into a special place in your chanting by becoming fixed and meditating. And reading something every day just for a few minutes, and you'll find that life becomes so much easier. And then puja, something small. 1 stick of incense, 1 lamp of flour, something like that. If you have something more, that is also good. So these are my tips. Make goals. It is important to make goals. How do you say in Slovenian, goals? Mandi
Cilje. Cilje.
Yeah, cilje. Yeah.
Cilje.
It's important because sometimes we say, oh, I can't do my spiritual life because I have so many other things to do. So then what we do is we make sure that we work out what we need to do and factor in our spiritual life as one of the goals in our life. And don't forget to have fun. Spiritual life is meant to be fun also. It is, we make the effort and then we find the joy. I'm not saying that you have to throw powder at each other, but enjoy devotee's company. And in this way, we'll discover what all the great saints have told us for many thousands of years, that by practicing bhakti yoga in this way, God himself comes very close to you. Krishna himself comes very close to you. And we achieve the supreme destination. Hare Krishna. I think that is it. Yes. Bhakti yoga. Bhakti yoga. Very simple, but done every day, we will enjoy life so much. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
Thank you very much for these nice explanations and also practical instructions that will help us in our everyday life. So, rada bi vprašala, če ima kdo še kakšno vprašanje, mogoče za predavatelja. I will just ask if someone has any questions.
I have one question in the case we have time, I'm not sure.
Sorry?
So my question is, what is the role of mentorship system in London Yatra?
Oh, now
you have, we're going to heavy topics.
Heavy topics. Yeah. Well, when Prabhupada created ISKCON, his movement, most of us were living together. I was becoming a devotee in 1974. And if you wanted to be a devotee of Krishna, you had to live with the devotees of Krishna. It was not available anywhere else. So we had to live together. So the idea is that now, many, many people do not live together with others, but we wanted to try to recreate the encouragement and affection and guidance and fellowship, friendship that was available inside the temple, even for people who did not live
in the temple.
So now, 90, almost all of our devotees have never lived in a temple, and possibly they will never live in a temple. And so they live at home, and the mentorship system is a way for them to get all the sadhu sangha, personal guidance, and help that they need. It is not a new system, but it was actually designed by Prabhupada's guru, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, because he had more than 10,000 disciples, and these disciples did not all live in the mutt, the community, the temple, and so they were all guided by another devotee, and 10, 20 devotees were looked after by someone called a Deshika. So the Deshika was here and the devotees were here. So disciples, Deshika. Then the Deshikas were looked after by Upadeshika. The Upadeshikas were looked after by the Maha Upadeshika. The Maha Upadeshika was looked after by the Sannyasi, and the Sannyasi was looked after by the Acharya. So in this way, everybody was looked after by someone. So the mentorship system is so that everybody has someone who is affectionately caring for them. It is not a system of finger wagging. It is not this kind of system, or this kind of system, or this kind of system, but it is a system of affection and friendship and love and guidance and like that. So we have maybe 400 in the system. And like that, it has proved to be very helpful for people. So that's a short answer.
Thank you.
But the basic principle is that one person looks after 10 people. Basic principle. You must have heard the name of Durvasa Muni. Durvasa Muni had more than 60,000 disciples. But Durvasa Muni, he only spoke to 10 disciples. Each of these disciples, they then spoke to 10. Those 10 spoke to another 10 each. So in this way, Durvasa Muni, one guru, was able to look after 60,000 disciples. So 1 to 10. And if you do this, everything becomes very simple. Everybody knows who to talk to if they have a problem, who to go to if they need some encouragement. They can choose. We only ask them to stay with the same person for 6 months. So you stay with somebody for 6 months. And if you don't like them after 6 months, then you can choose someone else. Guru is for life, but a mentor is for 6 months. And if you choose one mentor and you don't like them, and then you choose another one and you don't like him, and you choose another one and you don't like him, then the mentor is not the problem. The problem is you. Good question. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you very much, Kripa Moya Prabhu. We would like to thank you once again. Can you hear me? Yes.
Yes, I can hear you.
Yeah, okay, sorry. So thank you for your association. We will now move to our next part, which if you would like and if you have time, you can also join us. We namely have usually association in small rooms, in small groups.
Oh.
And then we discuss some points with like 3-4 devotees. And we can also, if there are some more questions from devotees, they could discuss with you. But as I said, this is as you desire. We usually do this and we like associate for 20 minutes. We associate in smaller groups.
I'm with you.
Oh, you're with us. Oh, great.
Please tell me what you want me to do.
Aha. So Bhadra Balaram will put you in one room with few devotees. If someone has some questions. Bhadra Balaram, jaz imam eno vprašanje, jaz bi bila, če lahko. Imaš drug kakšno vprašanje, mogoče za predavatelja, da ga da Bhadra Balaram z njim v sobo, drugi se pa razdelimo kot ponavadi, pa se potem zopet dobimo. Ampak predno bo to, imam še par obvestil. Okay, potem pa. Uh-huh. So devotees will just now write in chat box if someone else has a question for you, so you can discuss for next 20 minutes in a small group.
Uh-huh.
This we will do in a few minutes, and I will now just tell some announcements I have in Slovenian language just for the next week, and then we go to this group part. Torej, rada bi sam povedala naslednjo nedeljo. Je torej Gor Purnim, ki je letos seveda zaradi vseh teh ukrepov precej drugačen kot sicer. V templju festival vsekakor bo potekal in trenutno potekajo dogovori točno, kako bo to lahko izgledalo tudi za nas, ampak ideja je v tem, da se lahko razdelimo v skupine po 10, seveda s predhodno prijavo, in smo lahko pol urce prisostvujemo festivalu. Lahko bomo dobili tudi Maha Prasadam in Čaranamrito, in to je to. Tako da več navodil bomo še dobili oziroma obvestil, se pravi, bo možno za kratek čas priti v templu v manjših skupinah po predhodni najavi in koordinaciji. Sicer pa potekajo dogovori tudi, da bo Gor Purnim festival potekal v soboto ali v nedeljo na večjih mestih v Sloveniji po sangah, kamor se bomo lahko priključili. Če pa kdo še ne bi vedel, kam lahko gre, bo pa tudi bojo na voljo naslovi oziroma kontakti, kamor se lahko priključite za festival v manjših skupincah. Torej, kot sem rekla, več navodil v zvezi s tem bomo dobili v roku tega tedna na forum. To je to z moje strani, drugih obvestil jaz snimam, tako da zdaj bomo šli pa za 20 minut v sobe in bomo se lahko še naprej pogovarjali oziroma se družili na tak način. Bhadra Balaram Prabhu, kakšno minuto še rabiš ti verjetno? Ali?
Je že narejeno vse.
Aha, ok. Kaj mu moram povedati? So, pri pa moje prebu, now you will get like an invitation, join room, I think, and then you will click and you will find yourself with a few devotees. Ok.
Thank you.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Jai Gauranga.
Hare Krishna.
Moje spoštovanje.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.
Z nami je še Bhavananda Prabhu, ga vidite tamle v koto, zbori.
Prav, postopar piše. Haribol, Bhavananda Prabhu, Haribol.
Haribol, Bhavananda.
Oh, Hare Krishna, Haribol.
Hare Krishna.
Manditangi, le, zela lahko vprašaš, kaj pa moja, če želiš.
Ne, sem redi. We found out that so many devotees had so many questions. Suddenly, everyone wanted to be in the room with you, Kripa Moya Prabhu. So it would be better that you would just have one big room. Anyway.
Yeah. Well, I'm yeah, still here.
Yeah. Okay.
So now your time has run out, no?
No. Sure. Not yet. Then I have one question, maybe, if I can.
Please, yes.
Because I see we are here. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I have one question. I always, when I see your family or you, I wonder if you have any advice. What would be your advice? Yes, an experience as a parent. How can we support and help to discover the beauty of a spiritual path also to our children when they will be in this period when they have to decide for themselves? You probably heard this question many times, I suppose.
Yeah.
So because we know that everyone has to decide for himself at one point in life. When the kids are small, of course, they follow the path of the parents. Yeah. And how to give them this freedom, of course, that they know we give them the freedom, of course. But still to support them somehow to find their way and express themselves. Because, you're an example and your children are so so nice. Of course, each one is a soul with his story, but still.
Mm-hmm. Well, it is said that Advaita Acharya had six children and three pursued the path of bhakti and three did not. So Srila Prabhupada also had five children, was it? And some pursued bhakti to a degree and some didn't. I think we never know who Krishna will send us. And the children we get are the product of everything that we've done up until that point and the people that we are. But my wife and I, we just wrote it's just a chapter of a book about raising children in Krishna consciousness. I can share that with you if you wish. I say at the beginning that really it was my wife that raised our children. And I asked her what was the main element. And she said, be a good example for your children, to be happy, and to somehow or another make Krishna consciousness fun. So we had a lot of theater, drama, dance, art, many different ways in which they could connect with Krishna. And of course, have other adults in their life whereby they think that other adults in the world, apart from their mother and father, take to Krishna consciousness. And have some of those adults be interesting people. Because when children get to a certain age, their mother and their father become a little boring. They love them, but they're a little boring. So they want to see that other adults find Krishna consciousness exciting. And it also helps if you have devotees who are doing things in the world, because children need to know what sort of person could I be when I grow into an adult. So if you have a child, for instance, who's interested in cars, and you have an adult devotee who's interested in cars, see if there's a way that the adult can teach the child something. So it's two things. spiritual, but also vocational. Because if they think that if I take to spiritual life, I will have no future for my material life, then they don't, they'll be spiritually inspired, but they will feel fearful. So I think it's always a good idea to have role models, not only of ashram, but also of varna as well. You know what I'm saying? They need to see a future for themselves. So make it fun, make it logical, help them to understand things, make it artistic, and make it centered on a life, a future that they can see for themselves, and answer their questions. Is that okay? I will send it, I will send this to you. But I'm not the expert. My wife is the expert.
Great. So maybe we can also have some time, if she will have time, some meeting with her. This would be also inspiring for all the society.
Of course.
Mm-hmm. Great. Yeah.
Now, in today's world, everything is Zoom. Sunday feast is Zoom. Weddings are Zoom. Huh?
Really?
This morning it wasn't a wedding, but it was a safe delivery ceremony. Simantanayanam and Soshanti Homa. And it was all by Zoom.
Really?
Everything is Zoom.
Oh my God.
So my wife is doing Zooms every day. This group of devotees, that group of devotees. We're all on Zoom now. Zoom or WebEx or Glip. So many now. And it's been very joyful for me to be with you this afternoon. I miss Slovenia. I remember my nice time in Slovenia. Any other points? As they would say in Hungary, for any other points, they would say, Valamimash. And in Slovenian, they say what? Any other points?
Maše kdo kakšno vprašanje, poanto?
Misel.
Kako? Misel, ja misel. Imaše kdo kaj? Kakšno bi še dorad kaj vprašal? I think not anymore for now.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah. Thank you very much for your time.
I don't want to beat you. I don't want to beat
you.
No.
Yeah, great.
So I thank you very much. It's been wonderful to be with you again. I've enjoyed myself. I hope you enjoyed the slideshow. My few pictures of the Kurma Brahmin. I was asked to put together that slideshow on the subject of Kurma. So
my wife is asking if she can get the slideshow. Is it possible to share?
Or at least pictures.
Sure, I can send everything. What should I send it to?
Maybe in the chat? I don't know. Is it possible? Yeah, you can upload the file in the chat if you can.
Or to Urukram's mail.
Otherwise, I have this PowerPoint and I can send it to the local.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, great. Okay. Thank you.
And the book that you mentioned, Kripa Moya Prabhu, you can send us some link, or how is it?
It's not a book. It's one chapter of the book is about how we raised our children. I can send that to you in 5 minutes. If you give me the email now, I will send it to you.
I can write it, yeah. Pa če ga bo kdo želel, bom lahko tudi potem pošlem. I sent you just my mail. Right?
Oh, yes, thank you. There's so many of you. Purnamasi and Mia and Janice, Jagat Prasu.
Yeah.
Now we have Gologeshwara, Natasha,
yeah.
Ian, Tapta Kanchanadi, Pushtanitai.
Actually, Natasha's husband had one question as well. They are living in England, actually.
Oh, okay.
2 hours from London. Natasha Stashatam. Yeah, her husband is here now.
Hare Krishna.
Hey, Hare Krishna. Oh, I know you.
That's right.
Living in Leicester. How are you doing? You're staying safe?
Yeah, staying busy with the child.
Yeah, I bet you are.
Yes. Okay, that's too loud.
Yeah, I actually didn't have a question specifically. I was just happy to listen along.
Yeah.
Some very nice points that you made in the class. And I think this last point about raising children as well is going to be very important.
Yeah. Okay, so he sent the slideshow to everyone. Bhadra Balarama sent the slideshow in chat.
Everyone who needs the PowerPoint presentation, it's already now in the chat. There is a link, so you can download it from the link.
Yeah. And then Sabina has asked also for the thing that I'm sending to you, Manditangi. So when I send it to you, could you share it with her?
Sabine.
And also, I'm sending to one Prabhuji Bhagavad Dharma, I'm sending the a little piece about mentorship. And if you like, you might find something useful. You might find something useful there. I'll send that. All right. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much. Chvala.
Hare Krishna.
Chvala.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.